Tyrion left. You're too smart to believe that. The Night's Watch is a midden heap for all the misfits of the realm. I've seen you looking at Yoren and his boys. Those are your new brothers, Jon Snow. How'd you like them, eh? Sullen peasants, debtors, poachers, rapers, thieves, and bastards like you all wind up on the wall, watching for grumpkins and snarks, and all the other monsters your wet nurse warned you about. The good part is, there are no grumpkins or snarks, so it's scarcely dangerous work. The bad part is that you freeze your balls off. But since you're not allowed to breed anywhere, I don't suppose that matters. Stop it! The boy screamed. He took a step forward, his hands coiling into fists, close to Tyr's. Suddenly, absurdly, Tyrion felt guilty. He took a step forward, intending to give the boy a reassuring pat on the shoulder or mutter some word of apology. He never saw the wolf, where it was, or how it came at him. One moment he was walking towards Snow, and the next he was flat on his back on a hard, rocky ground, the book spinning away from him as he fell, the breath going out of him at the sudden impact, his mouth full of dirt and blood and rotting leaves. As he tried to get up, his back spasmed painfully. He must have wrenched it in the fall. He ground his teeth in frustration, grabbed a root, pulled himself back to a sitting position. "Help me!" he said to the boy, reaching up a hand.